Now, it's a day of reckoning for thousands of students who are getting their A-level and AS-level results this morning. We won't get the full picture until later today, but our education correspondent Robbie Meredith can tell us what to look out for. And actually, for some young people, the wait is finally over.
It is. For about the last 37 minutes, actually, students have been able to pick up their results online for since 7 o'clock this morning. There are over 28,000 of them getting their A-level and AS results this morning, and around 90% of them registered to actually get the results online. But I suspect...
I'll just stop you there. My A-level results were telegraphed by my dad to a French youth hostel. Now you got them online. Hey, how things have changed.
I'm not quite sure how to react to that. I'm trying to guess the date now, actually, but
Don't get involved in that.
I suspect Chris and I, and most other people listening,
went to the school,
the traditional way to pick up their results. And I suspect that'll still happen. Most youngsters will be going to school this morning. Some schools are handing them out from 8 o'clock in about 20 minutes, most from 9 o'clock. And some schools will post them out to students as well. So within the next couple of hours, everybody should know what they've got. But we won't get a full picture of exactly how all Northern Irish students have done till later this morning.
What should we be looking out for, though, for those trends?
Okay, well, there's a few things that basically have become apparent in recent years. Local students have outperformed their counterparts in England and Wales. Last year, a higher percentage of entries from students here got A star to E grades, and just under a third got A star to A grades, and that compares to just over a quarter in England and Wales, and we expect that to continue. There are also some interesting subject trends to look out for. Maths has become the most popular A-level subject here, with around 1 in 10 students taking it. And again, we expect that to be the case again this time round. We've seen also big rises recently in the number of girls taking so-called STEM subjects, qualifications related to science, technology, engineering and maths. But on the other side of the coin, there's been a fall lately in the number of students studying languages for A-level, like French and German.
Given the push towards STEM subjects, that's a pretty good sort of development. There'll be someone in government that are happy to see that. You mentioned the difference there between the boys and the girls and what they're taking. What about the battle of the sexes in terms of the results?
Well, we're in a very male studio this morning, but let's face it, we're thicker. Girls.
Well, that's why the women are in charge of the side of the glass.
Yeah. Speak for yourself.
To be blunt, girls outperform boys, and we don't expect that to change. The gap had been quite wide, but it has been narrowing a bit. Last year, for example, 31% of entries from girls got A star or A grades, and that compared to 27% of entries from boys. Now, let's see, will that change this year? There are going to be slightly fewer A-level entries this year, just because there's a slightly smaller number of school leavers. So we'll have to see if that makes any difference.
Most people think of A-levels and AS-levels as a way to get to university. Is that the case for most of the students who will be getting the results this morning?
Well, it's very interesting that despite worries about increasing tuition fees right across the UK, student debt, worries about graduate employment, figures just released a couple of weeks ago from the Universities and Colleges Admissions Service, or UCAS as it's better known, show that actually applications for university from Northern Ireland students have risen here again this year. Now, many students here will already have applied to universities and they'll hold offers which depend on the grades they get. And for those who get what they need this morning, there's no problem, their place is confirmed. For those who don't get their grades, there might still be university places out there, but they may have to change their plans or look through what's known as the clearing system. Now, that's the system which matches applicants with vacant places after the exam results are published. But look, it is important to say there are many other options apart from university. There will be many students getting the result this morning who are looking at a further education place, who might be looking for a job, going into an apprenticeship, or even taking that gap year to decide what the heck am I going to do next.
And we are going to talk about some of that in just a second, but there will be people this morning who will get the results and they will feel they need a little bit of help, and there is help out there.
There is. Both Queen's and Ulster University are going to operate additional telephone advice lines for the next couple of days, and they're also having special advice days as well. You'll be able to get more detail on that on the university website. And the careers service also expands its services this time of year. You can chat to a careers advisor online from 9 o'clock this morning to 8 o'clock this evening, and those hours will also be running tomorrow for that service. And you can speak to a careers advisor over the phone. I'll give out the number. It's 0300 200 7820. That's 0300 200 7820.